Thank you, and good morning, and welcome to the 13th Annual National Ethanol Conference hosted by the Renewable Fuels Association. I especially want to welcome those members of the RFA here today and those companies who have generously supported the events here at the National Ethanol Conference. You know, it is truly a testament to the commitment of the individuals that make up this industry that so many of you are here today. It is a testament to the strength of the RFA that year after year, we can gather to discuss those industries and issues which will determine the future of our industry. As we have all seen, 2011 marks the 30th year of advocacy by the RFA on behalf of the American ethanol producers, farmers, and those who believe that this nation deserves every opportunity to become energy self-reliant. Kappa Ethanol, the farmer-owned company of which I'm proud to serve as CEO, has been a member of the RFA since 2003. I am equally proud to serve as chairman of the board of this association, and I am fortunate to follow in the footsteps of great leaders in this industry that have helped shape the role and place of ethanol in America's energy, economic, and environmental future. For the past 30 years, our association, the RFA, has been present at every major turning point in the industry's history, from tax extension battles to the creation and then the quintupling of the renewable fuel standard, from replacing MTBE to replacing 10% of our gasoline needs, our association has been there. The unparalleled expertise and experience of the RFA, members and staff, will be critically important in the years to come. I don't have to tell any of you that this year promises to be one of, if not the most, tumultuous year this industry has ever seen. We face well-financed and organized opposition willing to go to any length to tarnish the image of ethanol and bring this industry to an end. We see a marketplace strained by artificial barriers to increased ethanol use, and we have a Congress that is focused like a laser on fiscal concerns and an expiring tax incentive that many would like to see come to an end. Thanks to your investment in this association, we have the tools we need to not only fight these battles, but to persevere and prevail as we have always done. Having the battle scars to prove it, our RFA has the legislative know-how to navigate an unpredictable Capitol Hill landscape. Previous tax extension efforts, including the reform of the tax credit in 2004, provide important understanding of what it will take to pass thoughtful new tax policies and continue to build on the success this industry has achieved. Likewise, three decades of experience working with federal agencies to implement various programs and regulations will prove invaluable as the industry works to ensure the integrity of the renewable fuel standard, that it is maintained, and that new markets for ethanol are established. But the benefits of our association are felt far beyond the Beltway in Washington. Perhaps the greatest strength of our RFA is the technical expertise and understanding possessed by our staff and members. There can be no doubt that the RFA's technical committee has been instrumental in assuring we provide our customers with quality, consistent product that seamlessly blends with their existing fuels. Nor can it be questioned that the active participation of our technical committee members in key standards-setting groups such as ASTM has allowed us to put in place common sense specifications that have led to ethanol blending in nearly every gallon of gasoline sold in the United States today. This expertise and leadership will be called on again in the years to come as we move to new ethanol blends, such as E15, and seek to further expand the use of ethanol through mid and higher level blends, such as E40 and E85. While legislative advocacy and unquestioned technical expertise has been the bread and butter of our association, the RFA continues to address those safety, marketing, and media challenges the industry faces. Our plant and employee safety committee is solely focused on protecting our employees and our neighbors in the communities in which we operate. Through the formation of the Ethanol Emergency Response Coalition, our committee is reaching out to each and every first responder to provide them with the information they need to safely and effectively respond to potential incidents involving ethanol. Our association's research capabilities are allowing us to fight back the unfounded criticisms we all hear with increasing forcefulness. Whether it is arming Capitol Hill champions with the facts, refuting the misinformation of our enemies, or providing a no-nonsense view of what is really happening on the ground in our industry, our association is further solidifying its position as the resource for factual and reliable information in our industry. Equally important, our research capabilities are allowing us to challenge federal and state regulations that threaten to close markets and further restrict ethanol blending in markets such as California. This research is also feeding into RFA's ability to counter the thousands of half-truths and out-and-out lies that are propagated by those seeking to stop our industry in our tracks. Likewise, it provides the kind of sound basis that allows our association to proactively develop stories that demonstrate the importance and the impact of our industry on the nation's economic, environmental, and energy future. And this research forms the basis of the most comprehensive resource on the American ethanol production, our annual ethanol industry outlook. Mirroring the growth in our industry, our association has expanded to include a focus on building new markets and new demand for ethanol. Working with marketers and gasoline retailers, we are installing more blender pumps, offering a range of ethanol blends up to E85 in areas with high flex fuel population. We are also working to reach new customers that may be unaware of the benefits of ethanol. In fact, I would encourage all motorcycle enthusiasts in attendance to circle the dates of the rally in Sturgis, South Dakota this summer. Your RFA will be there. We often talk about the dynamic qualities of our industry. I can assure you that our association is no different. You may not see a press release every time we succeed in changing an ASTM specification that allows for more ethanol blending. You may not see a tweet about each Hill meeting our legislative team has, but that is the way our RFA has always been. We see a problem and we go about fixing it. If you ever have a question about what our association is doing, just ask. More than that, we need your participation. We need all the companies in the room to join our association. To move our industry forward, we need all hands on deck, rowing in the same direction. I have every confidence in Bob Dineen and his staff. They will work tirelessly on our behalf. But at the end of the day, it is up to us to provide them with the resources, support, and direction that they need to effectively advocate on our part. I call on each of us to do our part. I'm proud to be a colleague of each and every person in this room, and I'm honored to be chairman of this distinguished organization. Welcome again to the National Ethanol Conference. We're glad you're here. Now I'm privileged to honor one of the founders of the RFA and true pioneer of the industry. To many of you, Ron Miller requires no introduction. He has been ethanol long before ethanol was cool. For nearly three decades, Ron has been a leader in the production and marketing of ethanol. On three separate occasions, Ron has served as chairman of the association, and perhaps more importantly, Ron helped establish and serve as chair of our technical committee for 10 years. Recently, Ron retired as chairman and CEO of Aventine Renewable Energy Holdings in Pekin, Illinois, and started his own consulting business, Prisma Advisors. On behalf of the RFA members and the entire American ethanol industry, it is with great pride that I present Ronald H. Miller with the 2011 RFA Membership Award.
Yes, you can. Not often I get speechless, but this is really something. I appreciate it. I want to take this 15 minutes of fame and distill it down to about 40 seconds. But what Chuck said about being a member of the association is very important. We've been successful because we as an industry have spoken with one voice. And back in 1981, we were kind of like a gnat in a room buzzing around the 800-pound gorilla. Well, today the 800-pound gorilla is still there, but we're now about an 80-pound gorilla. And he's taking us seriously. He's awake. And the stakes are high. Christina asked me in that video whether RFA was still relevant. And I think it's more relevant today than it was even back in 1981. And so if you're an RFA member, and I don't care what technology you're using, whether it's conventional, advanced, or whatever, if you're an RFA member, devote more time and resources because it's really important. And if you're in the room and you're not an RFA member, I very much encourage you to get on the winning team because we need all the help we can get this year. And thank you very much for this again.